I said that we should be aware that we needed to get much more exposure, given the fact that tourism is becoming a core distinct component of economic development, given the status that it has been given. And then I said that we need to visit different areas in South Africa to explore areas of development, the needs of local tourism structures, the heritage sites and their potential, and what they needed developed transformation, what they expected, because sometimes in the big words, everybody thinks they understand what they mean, but when you sit down, you realize that no, it's different things to different people. So now we've got to make sure that we take other provinces on board. And then he said that perhaps Parliament would support us going to 4 or 5 provinces. And that one is we are going to try and work out with the Secretariat. But my take would be starting with the least developed provinces in terms of tourism, like Limpopo, Eastern Cape, that type of places. Because places like Cape Town, we can learn a lot, but really they are not struggling. Places like Gauteng, we can learn a lot, but they are not really struggling. So, but we are going to come up with a proposal, and see what is possible. And lastly, on empowerment, and now empowerment, not by lifting people up, but by making people who can do something do the thing that can sell, in order for them to realize the market and to realize returns for that. And then I said, what can we do what can we learn, where and so forth. And then he said that he would propose that 3 people from the committee go to Kenya and explore issues of how they use indigenous tourism and then their tourist practices, because before that turmoil in Kenya, they were one of the leading distinct tourist destinations in Africa. So those were the discussions, but I asked him to summarize that thing and circulate to us. So we are still going to interact with Mr. Mapela's secretary, and then circulate the document with that type of information. So that was it on the study tour. But we wanted from the negotiations not to confront and fight and end up not getting anything, but saying, right, it was because of objectives. Now these objectives are not met. How do you think we can meet them? That was how we conducted the discussion with Mr. Mapela. And coming back to our meeting, here we were trying to... Hello, Mrs. Shane.
Thank you, Jay. Just on this tour of the provinces, might I suggest we look at the Northern Cape? And that because I have 2 hats. I'm also on the Science and Technology Portfolio Committee. And what they're doing with this new square kilometre array, Meerkat, big radio astronomy telescope that they're installing at Carnarvon, they're actually wanting to use science as a mechanism to draw tourists to the town, like Sutherland has done with the SALT, the large telescope that's at Sutherland. It's actually given the town a huge tourist boom. So in the Northern Cape, we've got Meerkat and the town of Carnarvon. Perhaps you can go and talk to them about what tourism infrastructure they're putting in for when those telescopes are up and working. If we're going to tour the provinces, I think that would be a good one, because it's a developing area for tourism.
Yes, I think we shall have to, even though we'll come with proposals, I think we shall have to have a meeting like this, where then we discuss the options where, from where we are coming, rather than myself and a few people thinking that we are correct and then getting on with the program. We look at different options and see which is the best for the country. Then in that sequence,
Thank you, sir. I'm worried about this reasoning of Papela regarding our tour to Germany. It seems as if here in Parliament there are those committees which are more important than the others. You'll find that within 5 years you'll find the committee that can go more than 10 times moving outside. They are not complaining about the budget. But whenever it comes to, I think I'm the one who is unfortunate, because whenever I'm serving in any committee, you'll find that the committee, all their requests are 10 down. They say they haven't got money, which is very, very bad, because we're not deploying ourselves in each and every committee. But if each committee has its own budget, we're not told that, no, they are funding certain committees than that one. But I'm not really agree with this. We have suffered. That's why I say I'm the one who is unfortunate, because they used to deploy me in those committees which they always complain that they haven't got money. I'm not happy, really. I'm really not happy. Because even they mentioned the news, I don't think they must determine what places we should visit for us. You know, now he has already go ahead and tell him our chairperson that you better go to Kenya. But you are the one who are leading us. We are here as a team. We have to decide and support and agree that there is a potential that he must visit such and such place. But what he's doing is wrong, really. I'm not agree with this. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson,
yes.
Partly I am covered by Mutaninko's. But it's a sing song in this parliament that the funds are not enough. But I'm telling you, almost those beloved ones, water and environment, they're going. And they've long been told. Trade and industry, they're from Korea. I can mention so many of those portfolio committees that are going abroad. And tourism of all the portfolio committees. I think there is this thinking of not leaders are those the newly born ones. You see now? They are newly born. Forget about them. Yes. And yet, this portfolio is very important, more especially for this 2010, and what. And now, Mapela says, even if you happen to go to Kenya, only three must go. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. Even if we can do you a favor, just then to get to one of the further countries, but three kids, three. How? Because really, Nguni, we must not allow it to happen, because kukala kancane ukuthi basijwayele. They are getting used to us, treating us as small babies who are born today.
Ha, 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 ha. I'll send you a boy and I'm to tell and I think umdone bed last la wunda busy it. Asim key pigly good. On a serious note, I think Chaperson, I won't say I'm covered by the two speakers, but we are going to say we are synonymously agreeing. What I'm saying is, whoever is deciding doesn't seem on who should go where. They do not yet understand the importance of tourism. Tourism, it is said, has replaced gold. Now, if we are that important and we are put last on the ranks of priorities, then it means somebody does not understand what implications tourism has on the country's GDP and development. I therefore suggest that we need to write a motivational letter and make sure that it captures, it encapsulates all the important things of the contribution of tourism towards this country's GDP. If they can allow Home Affairs, what has Home Affairs got to do with going to Germany? We were here running to the last bone, running around for Home Affairs in particular. Tourism was the least, on the agenda from the tour we've just taken. But we enjoyed it. Why must tourism? Now, I don't see how Home Affairs goes to Germany. What are they going to go to Germany for? They're not going to be watching the German borders. Or passports. They are supposed to be dealing with whoever, whether it be Germans or whatever, here within the borders of South Africa. If I were to choose, and I were to prioritize, and I were to compartmentalize who is here most important, I do believe that we need to put some brains together and write a letter, or the chairperson can do that, write a letter and capture and include all the importances of our tourism towards, and particularly focusing on 2010. There's no reason why we must put last. In fact, if there are people who should be going to Germany, it's us, tourism, not Home Affairs. We should be given priority to go there to see how they handled this thing and what the aftermath of their World Cup was in terms of tourism. I do believe that then I'm motivating that we should write a letter. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Points taken, honorable members. But also be aware that we are going to have a debate, but I do not know for how the length of the debate is going to be. That is the need to develop tourism as a key component of economic growth in South Africa. The motion that I read in Parliament that other day. So people should be preparing their points. We do not know how many people are going to be requested to speak and how long they are going to be required to speak. But I'll try to spread the talk as much as the debate as much as possible. And then some of the things will have to be mentioned in that debate. Okay. And then the other issue is the report. How far are we, Danielle?
Yes, Chair, we have refined the report with the Secretary for Home Affairs. The report still has to go to our managers for editing, and we were thinking that maybe they will finish editing maybe during the course of this week, and then next week it has to be circulated amongst the committee members,
and agree on it so that we can send it for publication.
Okay, and then perhaps we'll have also to debate that
once it has been published and table check, it will be debated in that.
I think once it is important to state our case, I think also via those ways we'll earn our colors in the process. The debate we are going to, I think I'm sure that we are going to have to earn our colors in that debate. And then show them the importance of tourism and then how we feel about different things in that debate. And then without much ado, let us go back to the issue of this annual report. The first real issue is that hello.
Chairperson, I just heard you saying something, but I'm not sure. We're having public hearings or what?
No, a debate.
No.
Oh.
Before that, before you spoke of the debate, you said we need to just brainstorm, ask any question before the hearing.
In fact, the purpose of this is just to make sure that we do not overlook things that are absolutely essential. It's not to guide you what questions to ask and whatever, but we've got to be sure that there are things that are important to ask. And then starting from the mandating documents of this. The issue of public hearings, we may have public hearings sometime next year, but it depends on the committee. I think we are going to come in with the program next year, later this year for next year. But the mandate of tourism, according to it was vote 25. I do not know now what vote it is. As part of the environment, it was vote 25. It was program 4, and then the objectives were tourism management provides for the administration of the overall program activities. 2, tourism industry promotion improves the competitiveness of the tourism industry through developing adequate skills, promoting service excellence, and unblocking barriers to tourism growth. 3, tourism industry development, that is their institution, promotes SMME, small, medium, and micro enterprises development in the tourism sector, product development, sector regulation, and research aimed at improving tourism products and services in South Africa. 4, the South African tourism provides financial assistance to the public entity responsible for marketing South Africa as a preferred tourism destination, both locally and internationally. The entity is also responsible for assuring quality of products and services and facilitating the transformation of the sector through the implementation of BEE. Business Trust makes transfer payments for the implementation of the Tourism Enterprise Partnership responsible for facilitating business linkages between established enterprises and SMMEs. Funding in the first 3 sub-programs is mainly used for personnel and other related costs, while funding in the last 2 is based on approved business plans. This is the mandate of the program. And then there are objectives, that is the needs of tourism in 2010 World Cup, and creating a pool of 5,000 well-trained voluntary tourism ambassadors. So we'll have to check whether they have those improved skills and service levels in the tourism sector, then by facilitating the training of 250 unemployed youth to become chefs by 2009-2010, training and registering 620 people as independent tourist guides between 2009-2010, 2011-2012, with the first 300 registered before 2010 FIFA World Cup. 3, provide support to SMMEs by increasing the number of tourism SMMEs able to access business training opportunities facilitated by tourism enterprise partnerships. Partnership with 3,700 in 2007-2008 to 6,000 in 2011-2012. Increasing the number of transactional business linkages from 550 in 2007-2008 to 750 in 2011-2012. These are basically what they aim to do, and then later in the estimated expenditure, then they break things down, and then they look at the trends, and then they look at South African tourism and public entities, and then they have these amounts that is selected performance and operations indicated that is we'll have to then gather from the annual report whether it corresponds to the information that is here, and secondly, we'll have to find out whether the cost of establishing the department did not affect them. If it did, where did they get the money from, or did it cost them the programs, and or what contingencies they had for those things, setting up the new department. That is the actual mandate. And then the report is this. Annual report 2008-2009. People may overlook it because it is written environment and tourism. Tourism is but one program of the whole report. So we have to concentrate around issues of tourism, and then if you do not have the estimated national expenditure that I've been referring to, I do not know whether the Secretariat can circulate it, or whether it was circulated, I do not know. The ENE, the relevant pages in the ENE, the expenditure, this in that on in the past meeting, not this one. Yeah, this one is just where they request for a budget. And then they put in their program what they require and what they are going to use the budget for. And then we'll have then, as part of our oversight, we'll have to see that the funds were spent for purposes that they were meant, and then secondly, whether they met those objectives. If not, what were the reasons, that type of thing. That is the broad mandate. But then we can then have our different political party flavors in the questioning. That's not for me to dictate. You'll decide what type of party flavors you can give into the questioning. That's it. I do not know whether there are any other further questions, because I just wanted to the minimum distinct requirements we were expected to have. The rest is up to different members and what they decide to ask and continue from there.
Thank you. Just a procedural thing. As there's some complications with the program. I think we weren't given an accurate program going forward. Is the department going to be here next week for us? No, it's going to be the 3rd. The 10th, okay. So we've got until the 10th to read and understand the report. Is the department coming? Is the minister coming? Who usually comes to answer questions?
Normally it's the accounting officer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the DG, yes.
Yeah,
In fact, I don't think we have already prepared the venue, because it's going to be the 10th. Oh, V226. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Follow-up, Chairperson. The questions we're talking about, are they to the department or to the minister? I am not getting
the we make the minister account via our questions in parliament and via debates or statements and so forth in parliament. And then we make the DG account here in the committee. Except if there is a special need to call a minister, then we can call the minister as well. So I do not know if you do not have this thing, any questions. I requested the research unit to provide some information in this document which has been circulated to all of the members, and we are interested in the areas of tourism. Then they have sports tourism, and then the questions, they have questions also that they thought of, which may also be useful for some of us. But we are not limited to any questions. We are going to ask questions that we feel we ought to question. But there is a minimum requirement that we've got to be ticking: transformation, the numbers, and so forth, and the growth, and as we go, so that we don't miss the point and get excited around one area and forget other areas of tourism. So I take it that there is no longer any discussion, and then in that case, I think let us close the meeting.